you are a white knight, I'll be a black. The president's blessing is never coming back. I drank all the Stoli, all I got are shots of Jack. I lied to you about that. I need every edge, I'm not a shadow of my former self. Drink psycho tonight. We'll never change the game. So hate the player, show me your hater. I'm not a shadow of myself, haters.
Welcome to the Perpetual New Machine. We are your pioneers of poor decisions. I'm special guest Eric.
I'm Sid.
And I'm special host Bill. And this year's poor decisions were plentiful.
So many. You would even think that we have 12 of them.
No, you would think that, but really there were so many we can't even keep count.
We made some poor decisions that we didn't even act on. Man, do you remember some of the games we didn't play? Think about that. There were games that we decided against.
Well, those were the less poor decisions.
I guess.
Did not pioneer those. But the ones we did were bad enough.
Yeah, yeah. So if you haven't been paying attention to the text directly above this play option that you hit to get here, this is our year in review episode.
Oh, boy.
We are going to cover quite a bit of things and assign some awards to games and such. We're going to try to stick to the normal format of our show where we dick around for a bit.
And then we talk about what we hate,
then talk about what we actually like begrudgingly, and then give out a prize to somebody.
Yeah, sure.
So we're gonna try to stick to that.
Yeah, we've already done all the shifting from the norm we're going to do with that intro. So we don't like change.
I'm so uncomfortable.
We need our comfort zone.
Before I was able to do Bill's intro, and that was the best one. You're welcome.
It was. I wish you guys were there. It was hilarious.
It's surprisingly hard to start a podcast. I don't know what I'm doing here.
Just worry. You'll be fine.
Speaking of apparently not knowing what we're doing, let's vote for the best elf bud of 2013.
Oh, man.
You want to introduce why do we do these Bill? Again?
This makes me
feel free. Yeah. Do you want me to just run through them?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. This also serves as a pretty good refresher course for the games that we played this year. So first off, we have a picture from Old Republic in January. I believe that's Sid's character sitting in the casino. It's a very picturesque. It's a very colorful picture. I like it quite a bit. Next, we have somebody getting teabagged in Wolf Team from February of this year.
That's such a fantastic party.
I particularly like that the glowing from the eyes is trailing from the duck, basically.
Is that what
that is? Yes.
Oh, wow. That's funny.
Yeah. I think that's
perfect. Eye glow trails.
Yeah.
He's teabagging so hard.
Next, we have just the grossest picture. upskirt shots from Terra from March of 2013.
Butts in butts. It's buttception.
It's buttception.
Furry butts, even.
Then we have what I believe was David's character from Dark Wind in April 2013 with a flag planted in his butt.
Yay.
From May of 2013, we have, I believe that's Eric's character?
That is my character.
Absolutely.
Ragnarok Online 2 doing the best magical girl EBM nastiness I could come up with.
Just upskirt everywhere.
Yeah,
Magical
just
girl EBM nastiness is the name of my new punk band.
And a bit of context, this shot was just was what I saw on my screen every time I had my cleric cast the most basic heal spell.
Wow.
All the time.
Next from June, we have just a picture from the character select screen.
Because it was
Renaissance Heroes.
Because everyone was too busy shooting things to take pictures that month.
It's a first-person game, so
everyone
you don't get the normal opportunity.
Everyone was too busy having fun to actually do an elf butt.
Yeah, which is fine.
Yeah, sure.
July 2013 was one of the months where we forgot that we were supposed to take pictures of butts. So that is Sid's wizard, and it's his gross tail. He is fully clothed. It's a very disappointing picture.
Yeah.
Then
and then a more disappointing
August was Star Conflict, and there were no entries.
No, because
so
they
we
were just
have a white panel for that month.
Yeah, well, nobody took literally any pictures. That blog post is just blank. It says on the blog post, because I looked at this today when I was fixing some technical issues, it just says the first person that submits a picture that looks anything like a butt or even the back of their ship wins Elf Butt Monthly for August 2013.
No,
it has been just sitting there for months.
We cared
just
about that
waiting
game.
For someone to come in and exert absolutely no effort and get a free game.
Exactly. September is from the financial software that we tool around with Planet Arcadia. It is from a man or woman. I do not know which of our characters it was because they all look the same. I think it might have been mine, but I genuinely don't know.
Leg up, don't care.
Got a butt and green pants. No one cares.
That game was made using the CryEngine, and that is a crying
shame. It makes me cry. October, we have a picture of, I'm pretty sure, Sid's head exploding.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah.
And
as he topples forward, he sticks his ass out a little bit, and that counted as a butt. My favorite part is the guy just looking over the hill at you.
It's just like, what are you doing?
He's highlighted by the screen as the watcher of the butts.
November's entry is from when I got stuck observing David's dog in November when we played Tactical Intervention, and his gross jeans texture just warping over whatever constitutes as a butt in that game. I like that picture
a lot. Than Tomb Raider 1.
It looks like they put jeans over a bunch of cardboard boxes.
Yeah, I don't understand that, but it befuddles me. It buttfuddles me.
Oh.
And for December, we didn't actually pick one out. We just finished recording the other episode. Sorry, guys.
But it was all cars, so.
It was all cars. However, very early in Sid's gallery, I'm going to link it in the chat here. Sid took a picture of a butt. So.
Oh, there we go.
That's a butt. So we have that. It's a blonde police officer.
Sure.
You'll face the best automobile called Dana very soon.
Oh, that game was such butts.
Yeah. So we got a decision.
But it's over now, Eric. You've moved on.
You've moved on. I don't know if I'll ever be able to move on.
We got a decision to make. This is not as straightforward a decision as it was last year. We do not have a stepdad run.
This is a lot harder.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, there are a lot of good ones. I mean, teabagging wolf butt is pretty damn funny.
Yeah, I think that's pretty up there.
Buttception is just wrong.
The Old Republic one is an actual nice picture.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I like the picture, but the butt part of it is, I mean, A, the butt's half hidden by the thing she's sitting on.
Picture of the year, sure. Butt of the year? Maybe not.
No. The schoolgirl upskirt is pretty classic. But I have to go with Mr. October 2013 just for comedic factor.
Just because Sid's head is exploding.
It's Sid exploding. Brings me joy.
So to clarify, and this comes with a mini announcement, I guess. Just as last year, the winner of Elf Butt Monthly of the Year.
Elf Butt Yearly.
Elf Butt Yearly. Gets the honor of becoming my Twitter background. Now, I'm going to be very sad to see Stepdad Ron go. That picture was perfect for that. Because what would happen is the Twitter feed would obscure just the tower. And, like, the little interface on the left would obscure Ron. But if you scrolled down, the interface on the left would disappear. And you just have Stepdad Ron next to the tweets. And it was a blast to browse Twitter at work. So I'm going to be real sad to see that go. I think also, this is the mini announcement. As one of you might have noticed, while the other and better shows have always been available on iTunes, you can go find them right now. For whatever reason, I never submitted Perpetual Noob Machine to be a show on iTunes. I'm going to do that tonight. And we have to pick an icon to represent our show in the store library. I'm pretty fucking sure it's going to be Butt of the Year. I think that's plenty honorable. So it will show up in everybody's iTunes if they choose to subscribe.
Like, comment, and subscribe to this web show.
So if that's agreeable to you guys, if we make Butt of the Year our icon for iTunes...
Sure.
Why can we change it yearly?
Fuck not.
Absolutely. Okay. I could change it every day if I really want to. I'm pretty sure iTunes doesn't want me to, but I can do it.
That's the best reason to do it I've heard.
Oh, absolutely. But I'm pretty fucking confident
that
I can change it. Because I just changed the SodaCast one today.
Alright.
So.
It's easier than changing the site slogan, apparently.
Yeah. I don't know where that is! I don't know where that option went. But yeah, that's the stakes that we're working with here, gentlemen.
Such stakes.
So Sid, what's your leading pick? I know you were trying to bump
well,
Eric was talking.
There's two, maybe three I can see winning it. Mm-hmm. But the one I'm going to push for is actually the Old Republic one, just because I think it's a nice shot. And it sort of captures what we had initially set out to capture when we... created the idea of Elf Butt Monthly.
It is most in the spirit of it, but I think I agree with the rationing that it's a very very nice picture, but the butt is not prominent enough. It's
more about the scenery and less about
And I mean the rest of the girl is plenty fine. If it was Elf Girl Monthly, I think that would absolutely win it. But the.
No, I thought that was
we were
sort
kinda,
of the
yeah. It's in
the
spirit,
overarching
but,
idea we were going for, trying to capture with that monthly feature.
Yeah, I mean it absolutely captures the spirit of it. However, we are calling this award Butt of the Year, so I think on that technicality, I've got to pass on it.
Great.
I am super entertained by the Wolf Team one.
Oh, my backup option. Is, of course, Darkwind with David having a flag.
Yeah, that one's really good.
I mean, that really says everything about that game and our operation as a whole.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Much like Stepdad Ron did.
While the Old Republic one captures the spirit of the monthly competition, I think the Darkwind picture captures the spirit of the show as a whole.
Alternatively, the mech. Going up in flames.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah,
that's two for the mech.
I think I might go mech, just because that secondary mech peeking over the hill to watch this.
Highlighted in the HUD just, window.
Yeah, it just makes me laugh. It's so good. Yeah, I think we got to give it to a robot.
Yes.
I like how...
talking about how...
Yeah, despite name and despite the supposed goal... The winners of both of PBYs have never been an elf girl or
monthly
anything with an actual butt.
Hey, Stepdad Ron had a rookie cop butt. I was laughing because I just spent all that time arguing down the Old Republic picture when we just voted one that doesn't literally have a butt.
But see, but the mech is hilarious, and the thing that constitutes the butt is center stage.
Yeah, it's got this weird bony robot butt. It's a really funny butt, too.
And it does capture the essence of a noob machine.
Oh, absolutely.
That's also true. Oh, man, I didn't think of it. That's deep, Sid.
Oh, shit. We got it. Deep. We got it. Congratulations, MechWarrior Online. You are the butt of the year.
Are we doing the other cheek this year?
You can expect your trophy in the mail. It may take a very long time to deliver. We can't have a budget. Certainly not for boxes, even. But kudos to you. You did it. We're all very proud.
Yay.
So, moving on.
Well,
runner-up?
Ah,
the other cheek.
Oh, that's right. The other cheek award.
Right.
God damn it.
I could give that to David having a pole sticking out of
it. Yeah, Darkwind. 100%.
Darkwind wins.
Yeah.
There we go.
That was easy. So, moving on to our butt game of the year. We did play a lot of
butt games.
Games that are butt-tastic.
When I was thinking about this segment, I was just like, what's the worst thing that we've played? And that's Planet Arcadia.
Yeah, but that's not a game.
However, it's not a game.
Software.
It's not a game. So I don't think it's a butt game of the year. Technicalities. What else?
Darkwind is definitely going to be my vote because just everything about it, from the interface to the graphics to the mechanics to the core fucking concept. It was just it was offensive to my senses. Just deplorably bad in every conceivable way. And the worst part is that there was so much passion and effort put behind this thing purposefully to make it bad.
You know that
saying, my God,
where something's so bad that it's good? Darkwind whipped around that scale, went back so to bad again, and was going so fast it escaped orbit and went to legendary.
Yeah, I think that's an apt description of what happened with Darkwind.
I think so.
Oh, God. That game is so bad, I still have flashbacks of how bad it is.
I don't know what I've got to pick for this.
So, yeah, that's hands down. I mean, Planet Arcadia was boring as sin and just broken. And Drift City, which you'll know, is just boring and boring and boring. But Darkwind enraged me with its bad.
Planet Arcadia was so bad and broken that even though it's kind of what we're here to do most of the time, I feel bad about making fun of it. Is that weird?
Yes.
Okay.
Like, Planet Arcadia, for the most part, I mean, like Darkwind to a large extent, did accomplish a lot of what it set out to do. It's just what it set out to do is a second life in space clone.
It also didn't just achieve most of it, though. Like,
If you looked at it, I mean, people had stores and other things. It's just the amount of time and investment it would take to actually get what that game was supposed to have was just monumental.
But most of it didn't work. Like, the economy didn't work because all of the stuff that you could get to try to sell to make money, it cost more to get it than you would make back. So you would just do that until you had $0. We looked into that. That's how that wound up working out to. There was no starting point to get into that. Also, there were just parts of the game that just didn't work. Like when Ben found the PvP zone, he walked into it and exploded. And the game just went, this is full of poison. And that was it.
That's fantastic.
So the game just, the program just didn't have all of its stuff. It was not done. So I feel bad making fun of it. It's like shooting a sick dog.
Well, Bill, you have to understand that's kind of what we're doing with
I know, but
it's
and that's
the responsible thing to do, Bill.
I know, but
yeah, that's behind the shed. Dog. Go after
that's
it with
how,
the shotgun.
I'm saying that's how bad it is. It's so bad that even though that's what we're supposed to do, I still feel bad about it somehow. I don't know. Darkwind's the worst. Darkwind's the butt game of the year.
No. I like how you went through this whole thing about Planet Arcadia and Darkwind's the butt game.
Because I already started with it's butt game of the year. Planet Arcadia is not a game. I'm not letting that go.
No, I don't think Darkwind is the worst game we played this year. I think it's a
once
toss up.
Sid, you're wrong.
Well, I want to hear what Sid's got.
Oh, of
got.
Course. I'm just putting that out there right now.
As a disclaimer for our listeners.
Yeah, as a disclaimer to whatever you're going to say, it's incorrect.
If he says technical intervention, which is my prediction, we're both going to just start shouting at him.
No. How about Terra?
I don't know.
Terra was pretty bland, and it was slow.
Kind of gross, but I don't know. There were some classes that weren't slow. I mean, Terra was functional. Yeah, I played it outside of Noob Nights.
Now I didn't.
I think I spent five bucks on it.
As very much, but I mean, it wasn't awful.
It was less interesting and less engaging than Darkwind for me.
It's definitely in the bottom half of the games that we've played.
Oh, absolutely.
Hey, I'm having trouble pinning down a worst game of the year, but I just know it's not Darkwind.
It's Darkwind.
Darkwind was interesting, even
Darkwind
if it was
Darkwind was
bad.
Super interesting. It's also a butt game.
Yeah. It was like
you can be into butt, Sid. It's fine.
There are a lot of people that make entire careers out of studying bad things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can make an entire career out of studying Darkwind. There's a lot of fascination in there.
I would really not envy anybody that would choose that as their career path, but technically you could.
There's worse careers out there. We both know this is true.
Probably.
But yeah, I can respect and enjoy Darkwind's existence while still saying that it is the butt game of the year. I think those are mutually exclusive. Sid's so mad right now.
I am, because I hated so many of the games we played this year
It's only going to get worse when we try to pick what the best
one
is.
I can't pick one to focus my rage. That's how bad it is.
Save your rage for when I staunchly refuse to budge on best game of the year.
I will.
Okay.
All right, so congratulations, Darkwind.
Do we want to give another cheek for butt game of the year?
Well, I think we have. That's Planet Arcadia.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that seems right.
Yeah.
So is Planet Arcadia the official worst game of the year?
No.
It's not a game.
It deserves the other cheek because it's the dishonorable mention because it's really boring and doesn't work. And as Bill says, Bill doesn't even think of it as a game, so it can't be.
Yeah. It's literally everything you complained about with Terra, only 1,000 times worse.
Yes. It is unquestionably the worst thing we spent an episode on.
So, Sid, you've got the spreadsheet. Based on the scores that we've given out this year, what was Eric's least favorite game?
Woo!
Eric's least favorite game is actually a tie between Darkwind and Planet Arcadia.
Hey, look at that.
An
right
8
off point. Both of them an 8. How about mine?
Hold on. Let me find yours.
Give first and second.
I might not be a lot, but at least I'm consistent.
I don't think.
We all rated Planet Arcadia as the lowest.
Okay. That was the overall, too.
Yeah, it was just like single digits across the board. your runner-up for worst game is Drift City.
Yeah, I gave some high scores this year.
What did he give the butt game of the year, Sid?
Oh, God. This is embarrassing. I gave it like a 40-something, didn't I?
No, you gave it a 37.
Okay.
That's close enough.
And my butt game of the year, according to numbers, was Ragnarok Online 2.
With wow.
14.
I did not have fun with that game.
He hated Ragnarok Online.
Yeah, he did.
I had a miserable time with that game. It doesn't work single player.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he got left behind.
That's awful.
Oh, that was a great time. For overall, what was the runner-up? I want to say that's probably Drift City, since I skewed.
Yeah, it is.
I skewed Darkwind so hard.
Drift City clocks in at 24.3.
Didn't you also give Darkwind a pretty solid, solid score too?
I gave Darkwind a 26.
Okay. So worse than my second worst score of the year, sure. Still pretty solid score for our butt game of the year. Good job, Darkwind. You will receive a turd in the mail someday. We don't have the budget. I'm just going to take a dump in your mailbox. Because you took a dump in our hearts. Speaking of dumps in hearts, this is a weird segue. Most awesome game of
segways,
the year.
We do them.
Not well, but we do.
Sure. Moving
Fresh
on.
From the butter.
Careening on headfirst, blindly without any thought for the consequences.
So, least butt game of the year.
Is that what we're calling it?
Why the fuck not?
So, if you guys can't guess what
I'm giving
game of the year and maybe best game of all time, if you can't guess it, I'm quitting the show.
So Wolf Party?
Yeah, it's Wolf Team.
It's
Wolf Team's so good, you guys.
Yeah. No.
We must never play it again. Its time has passed.
Yeah, I mean it needs to survive with the rose tinted goggles of hilarity.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean
the rose tinted wolf eye trails.
Yes, absolutely. I'll agree with that. My only competitor would be Renaissance Heroes, just because it came out of left field is actually being enjoyable.
Yeah, that
I
was
remember
just, that
we
was
were
a nice
kind
surprise.
Of dreading it because it looked kind of retarded when
yeah.
we first got into it, and it's basically a simplified, streamlined, reskinned Unreal Tournament, but with that goal, it succeeded surprisingly
yeah,
well.
The bar was pretty low.
Yeah. But, I mean, it was the things that it changed from Unreal Tournament, like the streamlined weapon selection. You had your short-range weapon, your long-range weapon, your melee weapon, and then you could, get, like, the one power weapon. And then the things it actually did with the game types and the speed and mobility, they actually worked pretty dang well.
Yep.
Mostly
the melee.
Yeah, the melee was a lot of fun.
And that was the highlight of the game.
Yeah, it succeeded. So, while I think that Renaissance Heroes is the better game, Wolf Party had more interesting ideas to do with shooters, and even though it didn't pull them off to the same level of polish and the same level of quality as Renaissance Heroes, it was just more crazy and more fun.
If you were to come up to me and say, we have 16 people for a PNM LAN party,
oh God,
let's play, I would be saying Wolf Team before you finish the word let's.
Yes. Yeah. Because Wolf Team really is a wolf party. It's
It has infinite grenade mode.
Yeah, infinite grenade mode, and of course Wolf Party mode.
And Wolf
everybody
party
wins.
Mode. Yeah, everybody wins. I lose. That can happen.
That's true. I was actually having a lunch with one of my fellow designers, and I brought up Wolf Team and said, they have this one mode, and it's hilarious. Because if you actually break it down, they've achieved non-competitive PvP. Which is just, like, we've heard of competitive co-op. Like, that exists. But this is the complete opposite, and it was tons of fun. And it didn't matter, you know, whether you were good at the game, bad at the game. It didn't, you know, chastise one group of players for sucking. It was just, everybody, shoot things and whatever. It doesn't matter. Have fun. That was great.
And we did.
Oh, yeah. It was a blast.
We enjoyed
it. He looked at me like I was on crack. And I'm like, look, I'm actually going to do a write-up for a game that we're working on based on Wolf Party. And I hope it makes it into the game.
I distinctly remember when you realized what was happening in that mode, and you laughed until you cried.
Yes. Yeah. It was so absurd to my mind as a game designer. I had never even comprehended that could be a thing.
It's like tasting a new color.
Oh, my God. It's
to a lot of drugs.
I don't think they did it on purpose. I think that some bug, but they landed on genius.
And so, that's also the game where we met Sports Guy.
Yes, Sports Guy. Oh, I forgot about Sports Guy.
You can't forget about Sports Guy. He's our Lord and Savior.
The spirit totem of rival team.
So unless Sid has a rebuttal against Wolf Team.
Oh, of course I do. I'm contractually obligated to have.
Yeah, all right. He's got to be wrong.
Fine.
Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah. I mean, we've got enough votes to just make Wolf Team the game of the year, but
yeah, okay. You're still going to be outnumbered. Up with but go ahead.
No, I'm still on board with Wolf Team as game of the year.
Oh, all
right. So are we just arguing runner-up then?
Sort of.
Okay.
Like,
because I'll argue some runner-up.
So should we go ahead and name Wolf Park is
best game of all time? Yes.
Best game of all time. All right. Okay. Congratulations, Wolf Party. You're the best game of all time. We would send you a trophy.
A trophy, but we don't know if any of your developers are still alive.
Yeah, we don't know if your team is still valid. But congratulations. You guys stumbled into greatness, and salute you for it.
We will never forget you. So what are we doing for runner-up? Sid, you haven't mentioned I haven't mentioned another game either.
Wolf Team is the winner. Mm-hmm. I think the most fun I had with any game we've played this month, or this year rather, is Old Republic. It took all day to install it. I didn't get to play the first night. But once I got it installed, I played every day. I got to the point where I outleveled the party. That's never happened.
That's never happened.
10 to 20 levels behind the rest of you guys.
Right. Oh my God, guys, I found the place to change the slogan on the site.
Nice.
I kept playing.
So mad about that because I don't know where it is and you're going to change the thing.
I ended up paying money. I ended up subscribing to the game.
Yeah.
Starting a second character. I hit the level cap. I got into endgame content.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's more than I ever got. I played the
pay-to-play. I joined an endgame guild and did raids for a little while.
Wow.
I did this too.
Most telling, this is the only game where I liked the interface.
Interface looks pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
I mean,
that's my
pick. Of all the games we played, except for maybe MechWarrior.
MechWarrior was up there, yeah.
Yeah, the Old Republic, I mean, there are a lot of just design decisions that were really lazy just because of what their goals were, was to be World of Warcraft with Star Wars.
Yeah.
And so that was probably limiting their team considerably.
Yeah.
But
perhaps,
in terms of just quality of development, of actual production and polish, that game is amazing.
Yeah, they had to have had some freedom taken away from them on some of the design aspects just because of the size of the budget.
Yeah, I mean, all the fault.
You can't take risks with
all the fault.
Hundreds of millions of dollars.
For the Old Republic had to come from EA and LucasArts. Yeah. Like, I cannot fault anybody from the BioWare team that worked on that game for
absolutely not. And all of the BioWare charm shone through.
Oh, absolutely. I mean,
like, that game was hilarious.
If you took all the the WoW out of it, it was still an Old Republic game, and that was pretty cool.
I even the WoW, I don't, as someone who's never played WoW,
and see, that was the thing.
I didn't have a problem with any of it because it was all new and fresh. So awesome. Even if it's old hat for people who have played it for years on end, there's something in that formula that works and inherently appealing.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
That's not necessarily a flaw. That's just, well, you've already played that before, so you don't need to play it again.
It's a flaw for what they're towards the success of the game.
For trying to steal WoW's player base.
We're right. The people they were making it for, in largely were those people that found the game itself to be kind of old hat.
Yeah, for my experience, because I haven't played WoW either. The mechanics of it hit me as, oh, this is standard MMO stuff, albeit well polished.
I mean, if they had combined the
was something that I had experienced before, even though I hadn't played WoW, but it was still good of that.
If they had been able to, for some freak ability, to combine the content, characters, cinematic production, polish, and storylines of the Old Republic with the kind of dynamic questing system and group questing capabilities of Guild Wars 2 and the combat of Neverwinter, like the combat and like leveling and like character progression of Neverwinter, that game just had blown people's minds.
Yeah, I'd be playing that right now instead of doing the show.
Oh yeah.
We wouldn't have time to play free games every month because we would have bought that at launch and we'd still be playing it.
So
speaking Cryptic, of free games.
ArenaNet and whatever remnants of BioWare Austin, there's an idea for you. Get together, make bank.
Yeah.
Speaking of free games,
nothing else.
There's a realization I came to during my time with Old Republic after Noob Knights, and that is that it's not actually a free-to-play game. It's a subscription game, full out. It just has the most robust trial period of any game on the market.
It does.
It's not a free-to-play game.
That makes sense, because it didn't start as one.
Yeah. Exactly.
But it didn't transition to one in any capacity. It's still a subscription game.
They just stripped a bunch of parts out of it and just said, hey, you want to try this out?
Yep. Which makes sense. I mean,
if I had gone into it from the start as, this is a subscription game and I'm just going to pay my $15 a month or whatever, then I would have been a lot less bitter. Like, the solid game underneath.
Didn't you eventually, get the subscription?
Yep, he did after the month.
Yeah, for, several months.
Because
what wound up happening is we had that interesting difference between us, because I was subscribed for that month. Eric had the bonuses that he got
I had
for
the
having
legacy
paid
bonuses.
For the game previously, but not being currently subscribed.
Right.
And I got,
Sid
hacked
got
off
to
at
experience
the
what,
the
what
true
happened to new
play.
People.
Yeah, which was a really fun, dichotomy there.
Which I'm sure impacted Sid's score. I don't think Sid gave the highest score out of us.
No, he didn't.
Did he?
You gave the highest score because you were still subscribed.
Yeah, that's right.
But I didn't give it lowest score.
I gave it the lowest score because I was already sick of it.
I am completely okay with giving Old Republic runner-up.
I almost
feel like it should be disqualified because it's not a free-to-play game.
I would support that.
Runner-ups apparently ignores the disqualifications we give anyway, because we gave Planet Arcadia something, and that's not a game.
I would vote. My vote would either be Renaissance Heroes or MechWarrior, just because I think as a group we had the most fun with both of those.
I think I'm going to vote against those simply because there's not enough stuff in them. I don't know.
And I was miserable in MechWarrior.
Yeah, MechWarrior was
a
really
good case for Renaissance.
I don't know if that was most fun.
I had so much fun with that game.
But I don't think as a group we had the most fun. I think we're getting frustrated. But we had some pretty great times
with Renaissance.
Dynamically grouping in Old Republic, in and out of game night. We had a solid time being Did we do jerk Jedi or extremely polite Sith? I don't remember what our main thing was.
I think we were Sith.
I think so. Yeah. Yeah, and Eric was the gullible, naive one.
Oh, yeah.
The apologetic one.
Yeah, that was really funny. The, like, slightly chubby, like, cute little redhead that has no place being in the Sith Lords.
You get the Sith motto wrong, and your Darth just chews you out for, like, a minute, and you're just like, oh, I'm sorry.
Here, let me help you with that. It's like, oh, no, I wasn't able to get the things I needed to pass the test because I was too scared. It's like, well, you can have mine. I'll just go and do that whole quest over again.
And then
you're welcome, and
it was the best.
Yeah, and it actually made you do the entire quest over again.
Yeah.
And then the guy gets killed anyway. Like, what?
Yeah.
So dumb.
I think that alone wins on my standards.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
Still no Wolf Team, though. That's a whole different league.
Wolf Team is just in a class of its own.
Absolutely.
It has infinite grenade mode.
It's in a class all by itself, and registration is over.
And no one else wanted to register.
And the lights in the room are off.
All right.
So, yeah. Congratulations. Wolf Team. And congrats to BioWare. I'm sure this is going up on your wall.
Yeah.
on the refrigerator, maybe.
Speaking of the wall, how about most awesome person?
Well, do we want to do stats?
Oh, yeah, stats.
Okay, so overall, best game of the year, by numbers.
By numbers.
Was Neverwinter.
God damn it, Eric, this is your fault.
Yay! Yes,
it's like Eric's fault.
Yay!
No, he gave it a 92.
Yep.
Asshole.
Because if I had a group to play Neverwinter with, I'd still be playing it. Like, in terms of actually moving MMO mechanics forward, that game just took the cake. Like, that game was fun to fucking play. And the only reason that we were kind of tired of it when we did it for PNM is because
we
had already been playing it for a couple of months.
Yeah.
And that was my fault. I will say that was my bad, but I still think that in terms of actually doing something to try and move online RPGs forward, it did a lot.
I really like that you didn't even bother bringing it up for runner-up.
Yeah, no, I was surprised. Because
I knew it wasn't going to win.
No, not even close.
So,
Eric's second best game? Or what's the overall second best game?
Oh, overall second best game was Old Republic with 67.
Okay.
And I should mention Neverwinter was 70.
Aha!
Sounds about right.
Ruin.
Bill, you liked Old Republic a whole lot.
Did I? Yeah, I know I gave Wolf Team in like the low 70s. I was it's best game of all time. I'd give it I'm guessing 73?
Old Republic got 83. Wolf Team got 74.
Ah, so close.
As your runner up.
It didn't deserve a very high score, but it's great.
Eric's runner-up is MechWarrior Online with 70.
What was my main one? Oh, Neverwinter, obviously.
Neverwinter with a freaking 92.
Yeah.
Although I approve of that one more than last year's 90 whatever for PlanetSide 2.
Oh yeah.
So,
right.
Dude, I steer you in the right direction.
Still play that game.
Eric just runs at curves as fast as he can.
Well, I mean, the whole point is, like, if it's 100, if you would play it for a year,
yeah.
I'm still playing PlanetSide 2 with my friend Alex and his group. Like, we still play that.
That's legit. That's fine.
Great. What?
I don't know.
Great. And my top two this year were Renaissance Heroes with a 72, because I loved hearing you all scream when I hit you with a mallet.
Sid.
And Old Republic with 62, because that game is phenomenal, despite its terrible, terrible transition to free-to-play.
I still like that Sid gave Old Republic the lowest score, but it's his favorite.
No, Eric gave it the lowest score.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. What did I give Old Republic?
You gave Old Republic a 57.
Okay, it's better than average.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I'd be confused if it was below.
Yeah. No, I would be confused if I gave that. Like, that even seems a little low for me in retrospect.
Yeah.
I think you were just mad at the
time. I was probably just sick of it, because I had played it for, like, 6 months prior to that.
Yeah.
Okay. And now that we've introduced all the numbers, let's do yearly averages. My yearly average for games was 33.8. Because I had a miserable time, except for a handful of games. Eric rounds out the middle with 48.5, because he had a miserable time, but rates games higher when he likes them.
I'm an optimistic son of a bitch.
Is the only person with an average above 50. You give games a 52.8. And our yearly average is 45.3.
And it's clearly your fault. Because that's lower than either of ours.
I'm the closest. Let me think something, I think. I don't know.
I don't think you win anything.
Once again, we all lose for doing this.
I'm really glad you crunched that number.
Yeah, that's some good number crunching.
That was fantastic.
We need to play better games, guys.
They need to make better games for us to play.
That too.
They do. They just have a paywall in front of them.
Next year will be better, right?
Yes.
Onwards and upwards.
With wonderful things like, what do we still have in the queue, Bill?
Fire.
I know what the first 2 months are. Dragon's Prophet, Hello Kitty Online.
Yes, that game I've been threatening to make us play for 2 years now. It's finally happening.
What else is coming down the pipeline, though? Warframe, eventually?
Yeah, yes. Warframe. Firefall?
Firefall, that's the game I was trying to think of.
Yeah.
I can picture it.
Is it available?
We still have Digimon to get through at some point.
We still have Digimon. Firefall's
actually out of beta.
Is it? Nice.
Yeah.
We have never done a proper month of Empire of Sports.
Ugh, I don't know if there's enough there to do a month
there. We're going to have to do like a half and half month for that.
That fucking Ridge Racer game.
There's probably some other games we could do like a half episode on.
Yeah.
That fucking Ridge Racer game that Steam's got that we were going to do last month, but it turned out to be in beta, that's got to come out at some point.
I guess so.
That seems like it might be better racing.
Was that the one you showed me that was actually a single-player game?
No, that's the other one.
Okay.
That's the one with the immersive drive technology.
Immersive drive. That's almost as good as Drivatar.
God damn it,
Forza. They might have used that.
No, that's in Forza.
Is it?
Forza 5 has Drivatars.
Did you miss E3?
Pardon.
I did.
God damn it,
I was at work.
So?
I did what I could, man. I had to ration my time, and Forza was not it.
Speaking of poorly rationing one's time, let's talk about the most awesome person of the year.
That's a way better segue.
Ha ha!
So, last year we gave it to John.
Obviously.
Because shit.
Because shit.
I've been thinking about this this a lot today. There's one person who we keep almost giving the prize to, and sometimes we still do, but a lot of times we just kind of shrug them aside and give it to somebody else.
Yeah.
This has been a banner year for David.
It really has. That was going to be my suggestion.
Yeah.
Because he puts in the effort on us. Even when he really shouldn't, and we actually advise him not to.
He also antagonizes me, which I know is big with you two.
Yes.
And he antagonizes Sid, which is huge with me. So there's that.
And then I antagonize him as much as I do everyone else. It's fantastic.
He's been getting really good at things. Like, I remember we played S4 League, which is a shooter, and he was, like, terrible.
He was
and
stone
then
cold
he was,
button.
like, he was a monster in Tactical Intervention.
Oh yeah, no, like I was surprised him getting the headshots when you. When I'm I've got a human hostage, and he's like, no, blam.
You had one.
Yeah. You thought that would save you.
He's the guy that will play out of hours to try to get us guilds.
Yep.
And to figure out mechanics, get us some direction. He's one of the only people that will consistently send in screenshots, even though he didn't last month.
Oh, well.
It's fine. He wasn't around as much. Yeah. It was December.
It's okay. Yeah,
and that's been going on since the beginning. He's been sending in those screenshots.
Yeah. And they're usually good. And he writes in...
like little descriptions of
them. Yeah, he captions them for me.
Yeah. I mean, don't always use those them, are the kinds of things that won John the prize last year.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I mean, John should be runner-up just because he... dove into the wolf team.
John.
He continues to be John. But he also dove into the wolf team files and pulled out the baby wolf sound effect.
Which we still need to put up somewhere on this site.
Yes, I still need to make that my ring or my message.
Yeah, text message.
Yes.
Alert. Yeah.
Your voicemail. Yes. Perfect.
Who has a voicemail alert?
Oh, no. I mean, when someone calls this voicemail.
Yeah. So... On the phones that we have at work, you get to do a name recording, which is just 7 seconds, and you record your own name. That way, it can insert your name into the default, so it will say, "Hello,
line of baby.
You have reached Baby Wolf. They are not available to take your call right now."
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. So I'm pretty comfortable with giving John runner up, even though I don't even know what the fuck else he did this year.
John did so many.
Well, John also stole the show on our live show.
Oh, absolutely.
He dominated that thing.
Yes. Yes, he did.
As partially because you and I died immediately and we're just out. Which was terrific planning on our part.
Yeah. There's no way the host will be the first to go out. Oh, wait. The
and
host
then you picked the as your character John Roderick and died a horrific super train related death.
Yeah.
And then I was the train conductor, and train-related deaths were the oeuvre at that point, so I died.
So John was the, he was the investor first? The rich investor,
yeah.
And then when the rich investor died, he became the prospector?
I don't think John died.
Oh, or is that another game? That must have been another game where the prospector.
Because there was an earlier game. I don't think there's a prospector, but there's an earlier game where there's a panhandler.
Oh, the panhandler! That was
the panhandler is the panhandler is legend. That character was so good.
So
I'm looking
congratulations
forward to that.
Anyway, getting back to business. Congratulations, David. You are the new John.
We will figure out
all
a prize.
The prizes and titles contained therein.
Yes, I sincerely hope that you put PNM Most Awesome Person 2013 on all of your social media. That would be great.
Because if you don't, we'll do it for you.
Oh, exactly.
It's mandatory.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
As far as a prize goes, just like John, we'll figure something out worthy.
Yep.
It will probably come up when we see you in a couple months. Let's be honest. Sid excluded.
Yeah. And on that note, I think it's sold out, so you can't really do it if you haven't already.
As of a couple days ago.
But make sure to join us on the Joko Cruise Crazy 2014 happening this February 23rd. Because we'll all be on that boat, and it'll be a lot of fun.
If you aren't already going to be on the boat, sorry. If you are going to be on the boat, maybe stop by and say hi.
Yeah.
We're gonna do another live show this year. I would like to at least.
Oh, absolutely.
Because I'll have a new card game by then.
Nice.
Yeah. So yeah, be there, Sid. You gotta do it eventually, man.
I don't know.
I'll come down to Magfest some year. How's that?
That'll work.
There you go. Well, I think that wraps up our year in review. So, and it looks like 2013.
We had some laughs. Yeah. We laughed at some butts. We had some butts. We butts.
So many
laughs.
Butt times.
We butts at a lot of laughs.
And through all the through buttsing through all the laughs.
Through all the butts.
Through all the butts.
It appears that 2013 has finally leveled into 2014. And that deserves, Bill, take it away.
Woong? No. Ding!
Congrats! Happy 2014, everybody.
Wait, is that how we do it now?
Tonight we will rain hell upon the sons of bosses with righteousness and spite. They'll find out what it means to take some losses. Awesome sauce is what it's all about. No doubt, no doubt. Show me your hair radio.